Exports of U.S. wheat around the world are critical to the price American farmers receive for their harvest. Developing and maintaining export demand is the primary role of U.S. Wheat Associates, supported in part by your South Dakota Wheat Checkoff. Recently, South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director John Kleinjohn took part in a U.S. wheat trade mission to Southeast Asia, shaking hands and getting to know our customers.
Most of them are very proud to buy U.S. wheat, but I will say that it's a very competitive market between Australia, Canada, and the Black Sea region, so these relationships need to be maintained, and we can't just take our export business for granted.
The U.S. wheat team traveled to the Philippines, which is the second largest export buyer of U.S. wheat.
And they still prefer U.S. wheat products for a lot of their baked goods. I'd say primarily soft whites from the PNW, but they also like the hard red spring wheat from North and South Dakota. So some of our higher quality wheat will make it to the PNW and get exported to that market.
The U.S. delegation met with flour millers and baking companies during its time in Manila, in addition to attending a bakery fair. Kleinjohn reports consumers in Southeast Asia are adopting a more westernized diet, increasing consumption of wheat foods such as breads, biscuits, and wafers.
The one difference I would say is that they prefer their bread to have a certain sweetness to it. To me, it almost tastes like a little bit like a cake. There's a lot of sugar in it. And in order to do that, they need a high-protein wheat to hold all that sugar, and that's why they like the spring wheat exports.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is a key supporter of international market development through U.S. Wheat Associates. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.